September 9, 1922. In creating man, God formed a kingdom for himself. The contentment of Jesus when he sees in a creature not only the image of his humanity, but all that his divinity operated in it. My ever-sweet Jesus continues to speak about his most holy will. He showed his heart opened, from which many rivulets of light came out, which wounded all creatures, and forming a net of light, overwhelmed everything. And he began to speak, telling me, "My daughter, in creating the first man I gave start to the creation of mankind. And after I formed his body, with my omnipotent breath I infused in him the soul. And with another breath of mine, I could say, I infused myself in the depth of man in order to sustain him, dominate him and keep him safe. So, that man formed a kingdom for me, in which I, as king, was to extend my boundaries. My joy reached the summit in seeing, in this man, the generation, almost interminable, of many other beings which would provide me with as many other kingdoms for as many creatures as would come to light, in whom I was to reign and expand my divine boundaries. And all the good of the other kingdoms was to overflow for the glory and honor of the first kingdom, which was to be the head of the others and as though the prime act of creation. But as man withdrew from my will, my kingdom in as ended. Not only this, but he trampled me, and placed himself to reign in my place, idolizing himself and forming the reign of vices, of miseries, of disasters. My joy died at birth and turned into sorrow. See, all evil was in his withdrawal from my will. Our love did not stop. I did not want to be the isolated God, no. Therefore I wanted to descend from heaven taking on a humanity similar to the first man. I enclosed all of creation in it. I bound the human will of this humanity to the divine will, so that this human will, embracing all creation and all of their acts within the divine will, might bring it to my throne as triumphant over all human acts, which had been changed by it into acts of divine will. With this, the human will took possession of the divine will, and the divine took possession of the human, one lording over the other. In fact, when one being forms one single thing with another being, if one is lord, the other too becomes lord as though naturally. The only reason for which I had commanded man to abstain from the fruit prohibited by me was this: I wanted an act of sacrifice of his will and mine, so that through this sacrifice, binding his human will within mine, he might take possession of my will, and I of his, and both might reign with the same power, wisdom and goodness. I wanted him in nothing dissimilar from myself. He was a birth from me, he was my son. And what father does not love that his son be rich and happy as he is? More so for me, celestial father, who would lose nothing in rendering this son of mine rich, happy and reigning like me. So, as man broke his human will from mine, my love did not remain quiet, but raised its flames higher. At any cost I wanted to produce another myself, and so I chose my humanity which, sacrificing itself to my will in everything, took possession of my will, letting me accomplish within itself the purpose of the creation of man. In fact, my usual way is to carry out my greatest enterprises with one alone, and then I diffuse them. Was it not one man alone that ruined all my designs? So, my humanity alone was to repay me for this ruin. And the power of my will, enclosing all creation in it, was to return to me the loves, the kisses and the caresses which the first man had so brutally rejected. My love, laying down the garments, I could say, of sorrow and of mourning, clothed itself anew in feast and, triumphant, gave itself to the greatest excess and follies of love. So, when I want to do a work with the creature, I always begin one-on-one, as if no one else existed. And then I extend it so much as to fill heaven and earth. Now, my daughter, my love wants to produce again. And while taken by excesses, it goes out to take respite, it wants to deliver new births. And just as it operated in my humanity, enclosing all of creation in it, so that it might give to the Father everything he wanted from it, and let everything descend for the good of all creatures. So now, binding your will with mine, I want to enclose all of creation in you, and letting you take possession of my will, I want to feel my acts, my love, my pains being repeated in you. I want my reflector on earth, so that in looking at it, I may see in you, as though in a mirror, the creation which I created in heaven and which my humanity enclosed within itself. And in reflecting myself in this mirror, I may recognize creation in you. We will be in continuous mutual reflections. I will make creation be reflected in you, and you in me. I from heaven, you from the earth? Then will my love be content, when I see in a creature, not only the image of my humanity, but all that my divine will operated in it. Therefore, be attentive and follow my will.